Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More than 200 displaced New Orleanians came to Massachusetts, and some of them are still here. Among them, Patrick Wooten. We reported on his move here right after Katrina, and he's still here, living in Plymouth. We caught up with him on the phone yesterday at his job as a chef, and he told us why Massachusetts is home to him now.
I went back home to visit, you know, back in New Orleans and everything. It's like, it's nothing like it seems the same no more. And besides that, you know, like still more and more of my family down there is getting more sick and ill behind the water and everything else. And the crime rate is more crazy. It's like I had said the first time when I got up here and I arrived, it's like I had planted my seed just like the other side of the rainbow up here with my life, you know.
You said then that you did. You thought it was beautiful here, that everyone here was nice. Do you still feel that way?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Tell me what you do here now.
All right, I'm a chef over at the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving back to the lot of one that's unfortunate, you know, to eat good cooking.
And is it New Orleans cooking at the Salvation Army?
Boy, you better believe it.
Yeah? What's your specialty?
I do a lot of jambalaya and sometimes I do gumbo.
Now, you have four children. Is that right, Patrick?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Are they still here or where are they?
I have, well, both of my daughters, they went back home to New Orleans. So they're down there with, they got their own place. So they say it's not the same. You know, they went back. The oldest one, she was working at a, like a 7-Eleven or something and wind up getting robbed down there. So I'm trying to tell them they need to come back home and stuff, you know. I mean, come back up here as home, but they say, Dad, how can that be home up there? Hmm. And so I look at it by me being up here, I hope and pray that, you know, my family see, you know, instead of going through all that problems down in New Orleans, you know, I hope and pray that, you know, that they come up here, see that I'm constantly, you know, trying to do right up here.
You know, there are times when you've been talking that you call New Orleans homes,
yeah,
and there are times that you call Massachusetts home.
Right, right. Because I would love to go back, you know, sometimes to New Orleans. But when, like I said, when I went back home, it's the crime rate, you know, it just got more worse than anything. Then plus, they're saying they got all this type of pollution in the water when you drink the water. Then with the FEMA, with the trailers and stuff, with the formaldehyde. So I said, then say, what's the sense of going walking backwards into hell? You know what I'm saying? Just I'd rather to be up here.
What do you miss about New Orleans?
Well, I miss my family and everything, you know. Miss the Mardi Gras. They got a lot of jazz festivals and stuff down there I miss. But I was making meatballs. And
are you making meatballs right now?
Yeah, I'm doing meatballs and spaghetti.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we'll only be a couple more seconds.
No, take your time.
Let's talk about the hurricane 5 years ago this weekend. As we said, shortly after the storm when we first spoke with you, you lost everything in the storm. It was a long time before you got some relief. Are those memories still fresh, and have you come to a sense of peace with that?
When I seen it on TV, it's like, the more I sit there and look at it, it seems like it happened yesterday. Like it opened up an old wound.
Now, will you do anything this weekend? Do you do anything on the anniversary of the storm? Do you remember it somehow?
Well, I'll just sit back, you know, where I work at, like over here where I'm here now at the Salvation Army, you know. I'll probably sit there and do like a nice New Orleans, you know, tradition dish, like a seafood platter or something like that. Probably jambalaya, dirty rice. Things like that, you know.
Do you share your stories then with people who you're feeding your New Orleans food to?
Yes. Because there are a lot of people that come here to eat and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. A bunch of people that come there, a lot of them not homeless, but a lot of them that they just love to come down and stuff. You know, once they see there's a good cook here that's doing a good cooking, you know, they come down and say, hey, let's go over there to the Salvation Army. A lot of people, you know, like they still need like donations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess by me doing a good thing, you know, with the cooking and stuff, is more and more people with to come by to donate, you know, to help more with the food bank and everything else here.
Hmm.
You know, it's a blessing. Like I say, I'm giving back to those that's unfortunate not to have, because there's a lot of people out here in these days, you know, they don't have a lot. But if once you do a lot, you know, you get it back.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one thing I'm looking at to do.
All right. Patrick Wooten, thanks very much for being with us, and good luck with your meatballs.
You're welcome.